come in way over here. Can you move it just a little bit?
I cannot. I can go to...
It's way over here where the mailboxes were, and there's one house over there.
And what's the purpose of us knowing that?
Well, I'm trying to say that you can't see my neighbors. They can't see me. And the other property he sold off, this was part of this property he sold off here. I own this easement right here. There's a trailer here. And the easement goes back to his property, so I own this property too. I was just letting you know it's pretty private. The way I was. So when I'm wanting to come in, it's already on my property, and there's a small road back here. This is all flat, and everything in front is like a ravine, so nobody can build really in front of there because I own the property all the way down. And then you
so
come
is
out
your,
right here.
Excuse me. Is your so, home on Canyon Creek
no,
Road?
No. It's on Airport Road.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the main road to come up, and then the mailbox is way over there. There's one neighbor here, and then two neighbors across here. And you can't see my property. You have to go up on top of the mountain to see my property. You can't see it from none of the homes. And then this is private. So where I'd be talking about building, it wouldn't really bother none of the neighbors because it's a ravine. So I own all the property in front. So they're pretty far away from me. The old owner had sold this property off, and I own the easement going through and the property right here. So there's two more sections before you would even see that.
Ma'am, we've had nightly rental items for years go on. So
yes, sir.
Line of sight is one, but traffic, noise, mm-hmm. Trash, all those are other items that we look at when we consider an application like that. So
yes,
I just
sir.
Want you to be aware of.
Yeah, the trash, I was wanting to get a dumpster. And I've already checked into that monthly. And then what was the other part, sir?
Just noise.
The noise now.
Traffic.
I will tell you, I go through Evolve, and they're pretty strict on their rules, even Airbnb and VRBO. If they get one complaint, they lose their ability to rent from them. And they also can get kicked out. And also they have, like the neighbors or anybody, they all three have my phone number. And they could call me. But I haven't had a complaint in almost 4 years.
So you're the on-site manager?
Yeah. I've been there. I've owned the house almost 7 years in April. And 4 years ago in June, it will be 4 years, I've had this on nightly rental. So there was two times, I think, with the trash that the animals got into it. I went over there and picked it up. The neighbor called me once, and a police officer called me once because they thought that somebody was dumping there. But I picked it all up and let him know. He just checked it out to make sure that there wasn't no problem. And then the only other problem I had was one time with the noise, but police came and there was only four people out on the deck. He just told them to quiet it down, and that was it. So I've never had to have anyone evicted. They're pretty... Most of the people, they don't want to lose their ability to rent from people. So for Airbnb and all those are really strict because they don't want to lose their homes either. But I'm pretty private, so it's more convenient. But this is almost 16 acres, so you could build, if you wanted to, you could build 8 more homes, and it'd be worse because it'd be, these are half the amount because I can only go up to 4 more on this one for the nightly rental. So if you divided off the land, then you could build more homes like it was divided before, and there's homes around. See, these are lots with trailers, and they're smaller. So that's, but it's still all in front of my property, so I'm not trying to bother none of the neighbors on the sides of me or behind me or anything else.
This is zone RR1?
Yes, sir.
All of it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah, it's almost 16 acres. And if you see, it goes down like a ravine like this. So I own all the way to the bottom of the property. And where I'm building is there's just a small, it comes off of my driveway, so that's not going to be a problem either. And it's flat and it goes all the way across. If you can kind of see this line right here, you could drive back there with the truck if you wanted. It looked like he had cleared it off to sell it off before he lost the property, the previous owner, because he had sold this off.
How many bedrooms is your existing?
7 bedrooms, sir. Yes.
And that's the big house that we see?
Yes, it's right here. But it's up on top of the mountain, so you really can't see. There's trees all in front and on the side. So the only thing that's really cleared off is right here in front and then the driveway. I try to keep as much as I can.
I never did understand that.
This is my home.
You live in that house.
It's a couple miles away, right?
Yeah, no, when I stay there, I just stay there if there's nobody there. I'm
can you pull up Wayne County?
Okay.
My yes. cousin and them have properties too, so I stay over there.
How big are the homes you're going to build?
Around 2,500 square feet. It'll be smaller than these. So this one's almost 4,000 square feet. It's 3,900.
And then zoom out a little bit where we can just see where she's talking about where her house is at.
I'm not real sure what she's talking about. Is it over here?
That's what I'm saying. But
I think it's about around the bend on Airport Road, I assume. Oh.
Where's your house at, Angela?
Yeah. So right here is the home. All this is trees in front of it. The road's here.
Where's your other home?
I don't have another home now.
Where do you live now?
I just stay there once in a while.
Well,
I stay at my
where
cousins.
Do you stay most of the time?
My sisters and my cousins. I'm redoing their properties right now.
I think there's miscommunication. She doesn't have another house on this street.
On the property, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm redoing a 4-plex over in Stone County right now. So I'm staying in one of the units. But, like I said, right here, it's pretty secluded, all the trees. You see all the trees around it and in front of it and on the side. See here, there you can see a little bit where you come in way down there. You see? And there's one house here. So where I'm talking about building is right in here. See the road right here? It was a road. This is pretty flat, and then it drops off to a hilltop here. All this drops off. And goes all the way down here. It's kind of like a ravine.
So if you build these, and you've got one and up to 5.
4 and more.
4 more.
Yeah.
So where would you then live?
Oh, I keep doing what I'm doing. I like to just build and design. Nope.
I think we need to live that.
Oh, no,
that
sir.
One.
No.
Yeah, I'm smart enough to live on a property.
How far away do you live, man?
Sorry.
How far away do you live?
I stay over in Stone County or Branson. We've got 3 more properties.
30 minutes, hour?
15 minutes on one and 20 minutes on the other one. And all 3 neighbors have my phone number.
Okay, why don't
the neighbors that have my phone number is this one, this next door one, and this one back here.
All right. Why don't we've got plenty of people in the crowd that want to speak. Why don't you go ahead and have a seat?
Sir.
You're welcome. And we'll call you up at the end, okay?
Sure.
So do you guys have all those that have signed up to speak, can you raise your hand just to give me an idea of how many have signed up? Do you have a special order you want to go in? Do you have, like, whoever wants to start? And do you have, like, a closer that's going to come in and do their thing at all?
Different homes.
Yeah. You just want to start here, and we'll work our way back and come over to you, sir. Does that work?
I'm Gerald Winking. I live right next door to her first property. I'm just speaking for the neighborhood. As far as this property up here goes, she may not even be there at the time when they have people staying there. We've had a lot of foul language coming from up there, parties going on. We have nothing personal against the woman herself. It's just that it's always been a quiet neighborhood out where we live. And we would recommend that it stays that way, because when there are people that stay out there, I believe it showed Watson Road that comes down through and then back up onto our street. During those times, a lot of trash on the street picks up where they toss things out the window because they don't live there.
It's 2 miles in from 248 to the property. And there's a lot of excess trash.
I'm sorry, did we get their names? Do you know who that is? Okay.
Yes, Gerald Winking.
Penny Winking.
Thank you.
We live right there where he's pointing.
Okay.
And we can't physically see her house up the hill. At night, you can see the lights from up there. But there's a, I don't know if there's a balcony or whatever.
You can see little bits sometimes.
But it's the language and what goes on up there.
And she called one time last summer, wanting to let the landlady in because her brother came down to Texas she's living with her grandkids. And he brought the house keys, so we had to go up, climb up on the awning, through the window, and unlock the door for the cleaner. She was not living there. She was living in Texas.
I don't know if she's still
in Texas. So out of curiosity, why did you do that?
Because we're just good neighbors. We want to help.
They called us, and I was very uncomfortable about doing it. And she asked me to, more or less it would be like breaking and entering into my house to get their housekeeper in.
She thought she was calling my daughter. My daughter and her husband live with
us. But anyway, we got her housekeeper in by removing a air unit in the bathroom window, and I had to crawl in through there.
There's so
many. But that's just, you know, people are going to need help now, man, so you try to help out. Most of the neighbors in our area, we don't have backyard barbecues, but everybody gets along with everybody. Everybody's quiet, but we also know that they're there should we need assistance. But this up here, that's asking for trouble.
There's been fireworks. We have called quite a few times on noise complaints, foul language.
To the sheriff's department?
Mm-hmm. Many times since this has been going on, and it's getting worse. And after she was denied the venue the last time, there was still a wedding there, and then a few days later, almost a week later maybe, there was a bachelor party, and I know sheriff came out 3 times that night. We stayed up and listened to it, and there was really bad foul language, talk of drugs, and I don't mean just marijuana.
Okay, so your 4 minutes are about up. Do you have something you want to summarize?
No, there's nothing. Like I said, we have no beef with the lady herself. It's having this all going on.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Next? Next row?
I'm Courtney Harris. I am their daughter, and I've been staying with them because of our children. The biggest thing that I'm having an issue with, and again, we don't have anything against her, it's what's coming in. And they had mentioned the drugs and stuff. My 12-year-old daughter went out to the bus, and she comes back to the door, and she goes, "Mom, I picked up all the trash out of the yard." And I'm like, "What trash?" Beer cans, beer boxes, beer, like someone set up in my yard on the other side of our vehicles and drank a whole bunch of beer. None of our people have ever done that in the area. There was parties that night. We've had drunks walking the roads. I can't let my kids out. I don't feel comfortable, like, whatsoever, because I don't know what's going to be up there. A few nights ago, there was another big party up there. I sat there and listened to people having the time of their life. I don't know how else to explain that, but it's just uncomfortable when you've got children that are growing up and they're having to listen to drugs and sex and everything. I don't want my kids growing up there, and that's getting to be a problem because I'd almost rather move than deal with that. I mean, it's not my property, but if